The acting sheriff is endorsed by five political parties, and challenger and former deputy sheriff and current Lewiston police officer Brian Greer has only the down-ballot Working Families Party. Both were under the age of 21 when they first put on police uniforms and have made long careers on the job. Both recognize how hard it is to police a rural and thinly populated county like Niagara. The sheriff says the department has been updated in recent years, and it shows as a county task force does the reform study for police agencies required by Albany.
A lot of the pushes for body cameras or tasers, being an accredited agency, having your personnel complete crisis intervention training, making sure that your policies conform with New York State, which we do that through accreditation. So there's a lot of tenets of police reform when you read through the guideline, the 138-page manual, that we do.
Niagara is a county with closely interlinked police agencies, with all but one using the Sheriff's Department Dispatch Center, which is now being reworked and renovated. Greer says it's about time.
Our dispatch center is a mess. We need some reorganization in our dispatch center. Talking to the personnel in there and what goes on there on a daily basis, I mean, they're overworked in there. They're, you know, the job that they're tasked to do in there, as difficult as it is on top of all the stress related to it, there's things I would like to do and improve and streamline that.
Greer says there's also a need to ease some of the tensions and problems among police agencies behind the scenes, and he can do that as someone with experience on both sides. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.